Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
I will greet this day with love in my heart, for that is the greatest secret of success in all ventures. Muscles can split a shield and even destroy life, but only the unseen power of love can melt the hearts of men. Until I master this art, I will remain no more than a peddler in the marketplace. The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. Hello, this is Mike Tate. I'm the host of the Small Time Leader podcast, and I'm here today to share with you about a small time leader in my life, not necessarily Og Mandino, but my uncle, Richard Whitten, who people call the Bird Dog Whisperer. But before I tell you about Richard, I'd like to remind you of my two guests this past month, Jacob Devlin and Bob Brum. Jacob, who is a retired military officer, told us about two small time leaders in his life. The first one modeled a principle Jacob called ask before you task. That is the importance of listening before leading. His second story reminded us that a leader who shows empathy and has a clear mission can move their team to achieve amazing results, even during these challenging times. Bob Brum told us two stories about people in his life. One person taught him to slow down and get all the important facts before making a decision. And his second small-time leader reminded us that when things get hard or you feel overwhelmed, remember to add the fun element to your life equation. Now back to Richard, the Bird Dog Whisperer. Richard loves three things: God, his family, and quail hunting. He is retired, but he was a machinist at American Cast Iron Pipe in Birmingham, and he did that so that he could work night shift in the fall and the winter, and he could hunt quail all day after he got off work. And if you looked in Richard's pickup truck, you'd almost always see his shotgun stored in the back seat and his bird dog, Moses, sitting in the passenger seat. And they were there just in case a covey of quail happened to cross the road in front of him. Richard could shoot a shotgun and bring down more quail on a covey rise than any hunter I'd ever been around. He likes to shoot and he's good at it, but he loves training dogs. Richard is 90 years old this year and he still hunts and still owns four bird dogs. Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically-based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. About 15 years ago or so, I asked him one day what he would have done for a living if he could have done anything. And he said, well, that's easy. I'd fix broken bird dogs. Or as I would say, he healed dogs that other people had given up on. Richard, who is, by the way, my uncle, became known across Alabama for his skills with dogs. Many hunters came to him to help for him to train their dogs. Another person who lived in Alabama and loved bird dogs and quail hunting was a guy named Coach Paul Bear Bryant. And Coach Bryant had a son named Paul Jr. who didn't carry on the football coaching legacy of his father, but he did hold on to quail hunting tradition and he owned several good dogs. One day, Paul Jr. called Richard and told him he had a problem. One of his best bird dogs was gun shy, which means when a gun is fired, a shotgun's fired over the dog, it would run away and hide instead of standing steady on point. Now, most hunters believe that this condition is incurable. Paul Jr. had even asked several trainers to try to fix his dog, and they'd all given up, and that's when he called Richard. Richard asked me to stop by and take a look at this gun-shy dog he was working on. So one sunny Sunday afternoon, I drove down to his house, unlocked the gate to the backyard, drove down the gravel driveway, and parked. Before I opened the door, I saw Richard leaning against a big old oak tree asleep with a dog in his arms who was also asleep. I opened my door slowly so as not to disturb them, walked up and whispered, "Richard, I thought you were training this dog." He opened his eyes, looked at me and smiled and said, "Don't you know a dog has to know that you love it before you can help it?" He went on to loving and leading that dog from the stress of being gun-shy to being steady on point again. 2020 has been full of stress and has resulted in a lot of employees who are dispirited and broken. And even worse, some are what I call manager-shy. That is, every time their manager walks in or speaks, they subconsciously run away and hide. And that's because their manager has consistently ignored their emotional stress they've been experiencing. They just kept leaning in, pushing, trying to get them to get back to normal and stay on task no matter what. Many of the employees who reported to these unemotional micromanagers may never recover, or if they do, it will be a while. I believe those taskmasters of 2020 are lost as leaders now. They will never be followed again, anytime or anywhere. But fortunately, there are still a lot of effective leaders I call people whisperer leaders out there who symbolically choose to lean back and rest on the purpose, noble cause, and values of their organization. They pull people in close and take time to remind each employee in small ways how much they are each appreciated. People whisperer leader walks in a room, people stand up, laugh more, and get back to being at their best. Or as Richard would say, they have to know that you love them before you can lead them. Thank you for listening to my story about Richard Whitten, another small-time leader in my life.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.